Haley Andreas and her husband have two awesome girls. We met at the Shadle Park Library to give her youngest a chance to play while we talked about her oldest, Temperance, who was diagnosed with autism when she was 3.
I've had a lot of experience with testing with her outside of IEP.
IEP, or Individualized Education Program, is part of the process of evaluating a child for special education services.
So when we started the IEP process, it was very smooth. It took like an hour or two, very extensive testing for her on her part, a lot of questions for me. They came fairly quickly with where she was on her IEP status and what kind of class she would be in. Overall, it was a decent experience. She was able to start as soon as school started, right after her birthday, which was really nice and a really nice school. I think the hardest part of the process is getting those results back and seeing that your kid is delayed or underdeveloped in multiple areas. But learning how to see those as, you know, not just her, like her challenges, but areas to improve on and to help her improve on to be more successful is really a better way to look at it than just, oh, my kid's delayed in this area, you know. It's very heart-wrenching when you get told your kid's going to be in special education, because when you have that baby, you don't think you're going to have those struggles with them. So hearing those things and seeing those things is hard.
She shared some tips for other families as they get connected to special ed.
One of my top answers would be to advocate. A lot of parents just kind of go with the flow and, you know, especially like my child, she is nonverbal, so she can't advocate for herself. I stand up for her all the time. I stand up for her if I don't like with how they're approaching certain things, and that's not just with IEP. This is with every situation. So it would be to advocate, to be accepting, and to just kind of give yourself time to fully accept what the IEP has to say about your child. Again, it's very heart-wrenching to hear, because you don't see your child like that. You don't see your child as underdeveloped or, you know, below standards. And so giving your time to fully process that, because you need to... You need to accept it and to trust the process. They are professionals, and they are there to place your child in the right setting with the proper support. So if your child needs to be in a class where it's all lower functioning kids, just know that they are there to support your child. And if your child needs to go into a higher functioning class, or even if they're qualified for a mixed class, just trust the process and trust that they know what they're doing and that they're just there to support your child and to help her be successful.
So what are your dreams for Temperance? What do you hope for her future?
My biggest dreams for her would be to be verbal. She doesn't talk. She has some words. We use a tablet, and she's not super successful with it yet. So my number one dream is for her to talk. I would love to have a conversation with her and just know what she's thinking about. I also want her to just get to live a fulfilling life. You know, we started other services when she was 18 months. It took her, you know, 4 years to learn how to do a one-step direction. I want her to be successful and happy and have a fulfilling life. And even if that means when she's an adult, she still needs to live with me, I'm fully supportive and I will take care of her because she's my baby. But it would be ideal for her to just basically to have a happy and self-fulfilling life and be as independent as possible.
Thanks for listening. You can find all our podcasts at SpokaneSchools.org/listen.